This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everybody jump! Jump!
All right. But we have the new song going, but I know we're good. What's up? It's Taz. I got Taz and Andrew Bogus here, actually. And we are coming to you live right now. From the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Okay? Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. You want to call the show? Hey, guess what? It's a very, very simple process.
Attention hotline fans.
That's an 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. That's right. Maybe you're listening to the show right now across one of the affiliates on CBS Sports Radio. That's great. Or maybe you're listening on radio.com or the CBSSports.com or the CBS Sports app. Or maybe, how about this, Sirius XM. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, them too. Channel 206 or the Sirius XM Channel 206 app, which I don't even know if there is such a thing. You could follow at Taz and Amoose on Twitter and Instagram, but it's going away like in about a day. So if you follow it, it'd kind of be a waste because I want it deleted. Andrew, welcome to the show. How are you?
Taz, I'm doing very well. Happy Taz Thursday to you. Happy Twitter Thursday. Happy Tickle Thursday. Thursday. Twizzler Thursday.
Twizzler Thursday is a good one.
Twisted Sister Thursday. You give me a tea and it's a Thursday and it's happy, hopefully, for you and yours.
Well, we continue the countdown of the Taz departure. We're on day three of
four.
Wait,
you're leaving?
Yes.
I feel like you should have mentioned this before now.
Yes,
this at least is day sent a tweet three, or something.
Day three of the departure announcements. Yes, and also if you'd like to call the show and help Andrew Bogish on his search for his lovely wife Lisa for a Christmas gift,
yeah,
855-212-4227. You have any ideas for his wife? You know, you might want to call him up because you're still struggling, right?
I'm still struggling. Now, my beloved Nancy did give me, threw me a bone yesterday and gave me a suggestion. So I have one thing that I know she's going to like, but I still need to, like, tack on something that's straight from me, from my or from you listening at home. Windows are open. Phone lines are open. My DMs are open. I got a couple of notes yesterday, suggestions. Yeah. Some good ones, but ones that I've known this woman and bought her gifts for basically 20
years
now.
That's where it gets tough.
So I've run out of options. You know, great listeners suggested one of those like charm bracelets where you can like add on different charms for different things.
What is she, 12 years old?
Well, she's already got one of them.
Oh, all right.
My mom did that.
Yeah,
and she's got, you know, a baby charm.
Yeah.
And so like I could maybe get a new charm for the bracelet, but I don't know the last time she had it on.
Well, then you look like El Cheapo.
Well, exactly.
$12 for Christmas for the girl.
So there was a little bit of a positive turn yesterday, but yes, we're still in search of another thing or two to throw on there.
And we'll get into the Tom Coughlin situation here with the Jaguars. But yes, please help Andrew Bogus out. All I've been hearing about is, oh my God, I got to get Michelle a gift.
It's next week.
Meanwhile, I have there's stacks of gifts in my pool house for my wife.
You have a gift house.
Yes. We just built a gift house.
I feel like you'd have, or Mrs. Taz would have, a gift wrapping room at the very least.
Well, yeah, that's we have the den in the left wing. Yes, she uses that because there's an annex off of it.
Right.
We usually keep all of our bicycles because we bike ride in the summer on the beach. So
all of our bicycles.
All of them.
You have multiple bicycles?
We have bikes with sidecars. We have bikes with bells. We have bikes that have hand brakes, pump brakes, foot brakes, all different types of bikes. We have basket bikes.
Yeah, you know,
we have bikes, everything.
I forgot your Christmas card. Yeah, your Christmas card this year is a picture of
That's right. Pete reminded me. He usually helps out. We have a bike. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Andrew.
That's okay.
It's a double-seated bike with an awning on it. So when it's raining or the sun, you know, we're good. So continue. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say, your Christmas card this year, one of the pictures on it is you in the sidecar bike.
Right,
you know,
I love
you
sidecars.
Sitting in the sidecar, little helmet and goggles, while Mrs. Taz is
she's
pedaling her ass off,
yes.
Dragging you up a hill.
She's wearing a bikini in the winter, and I'm on a snorkel in the sidecar. Yeah, that's how we do it.
Car.
Yeah, we're a freaky, you know, crazy group. So that's how
you guys have a lot going on. That's true.
Yeah, we don't play around. Well, also the Jacksonville Jaguars have a lot going on because, well, Mr. Coughlin, the legendary Tom Coughlin, has been fired by the Jaguars just a couple days after the NFL Players Association warning to the players and stuff like that. Everything that went down with Tom Coughlin. I mean, are you surprised by Coughlin being fired?
No, I mean, I guess a little bit. I thought, and Shad Khan said this in a statement last night that Tom was going to get fired for, you know, they're on the verge of a second straight bad season. That AFC playoff game win in Pittsburgh, and then almost winning the AFC title in New England the weekend after that. That seems a long time ago, and it was only two seasons ago, or I guess three seasons ago. So I thought the change was going to come after the season, not this week. But, man, I don't know how much you guys discussed this back on Monday, but I can't remember a statement like that about a team from a union in any of the major sports.
It's crazy.
The last time, you may want to consider this before signing with the Jaguars because they're running amok of the CBA so much. So I guess they had no choice.
And falls on Coughlin after that.
I mean, how could it not? He sets the tone. He's
the vice president. I mean,
it all comes down from him.
Right.
And not to spoil my CBS Sports Minute later this morning.
You're getting to do those now?
Well, it is holiday time. It's either the summer or the holidays, and in comes Bogus to read some minutes.
Are you like the fourth string guy on that
show? I don't even think I'm the fourth string guy. You got to get...
They pull you out of the minors.
Yeah. I'm like the 40 man.
Ball.
I mean, like, yeah, I'm the AAA catcher that gets called up in September when rosters expand to 40. It takes a lot to get to me, and I have a third minute today. I first had one.
My departure?
No. I had one originally. Then it got switched to two because our good friend Boomer Esiason just decided not to work today.
Oh,
and then I walk in this morning. Hey, Bogus, any chance you could do another minute because somebody forgot to do his overnight or wasn't told he had to do one overnight? We still haven't sure who gets the blame for that miscue. But today, all of a sudden, I've got 3 minutes because, like, 1, 2, 3, 4 people somehow either were out or failed to do their job. And one of those minutes is on Tom Coughlin. And the irony of a guy who demanded his players be early, not just on time, but you had to be early or you were late to a meeting getting fired because he ignored rules.
Yeah. Isn't that something, right? Because that was Coughlin. And with the Giants all that time, with so many of the players, far from a player's coach, I mean, people just... It was tough for them to play for him. He was a little bit too much of a disciplinarian. But you're right. The irony in that is something else, right, with Coughlin, that he didn't go by the rules. Next thing you know, a guy that preached the rules, you make a good point. That's going to basically be your minute. That's the overview of your minute, so you don't want to spoil it here. Right.
Well, there's the minute. So, you know, if you want to listen to it later.
Do the minute now?
It's like 6:50, 7:50, or 8:50. Wow. No, I'm not going to read you the whole script, but the gist of it was, how about that irony that this guy has, I mean, and it's.
You took my word. I said the word irony, now you took irony.
Well, no,
you just took it.
I've already written and recorded it, so I beat you to irony this morning.
Damn.
I called dibs on irony about 40 minutes ago.
I didn't know that.
My bad.
I don't stay on top of your minutes.
Slow down.
Yeah, all right, I'll slow down.
I sent you an email.
My email's down.
Oh. Yeah.
So what happened now in a minute?
It's ironic that Tom Coughlin got fired for breaking rules when he demanded you follow every single rule.
Sounds like a 10-second gimmick, but okay. And by the way,
I'm a professional. I can stretch to a minute.
Are you going
to
do a minute on my departure? Or is anyone doing a minute? Did they say, is that a company-wide thing right now?
I have not been given any instruction to write a goodbye minute to you tomorrow. Now, I have 1 minute tomorrow. One CBS
Only one.
Sports minute, yeah. And well, at the moment, who knows? I could have 8 the way things are going at this moment. In the next 24 hours, things could turn. But right now, I only have one. I have not, obviously, written it yet, so it could be about you.
No, don't. Clear it with me. I don't want it about me.
Your email's down. How can I clear it with you?
That's true.
Yeah.
You could text me. Yeah.
Well, I had to text you like Tuesday to get a response by tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm slow on that with some people. Some people, I'm not slow on it, but yeah.
I'll DM you.
So now who is... yeah, right. So who gets this... in your opinion, you think the Jaguars clean house now? Marone's going to be Gonski now. The GM's going to be out. What do you think happens? You think the cons do all that? Or how do you think it goes? In your opinion.
Yeah, I think... I think everything there has run its course.
Yeah.
And I don't even, and I still am confused by what Gardner Minshew is. I mean, he might work, but it's a fascinating Minshew versus Bortles thing. And obviously, they've chosen Minshew for now to get a couple more glimpses at him. But this is a mess.
And they got a lot of money invested in Foles.
In Foles, yeah, right. I'm sorry. Did I say Blake Boyle?
You still think he's with them.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. My fault. That's a time warp.
I don't like to correct people I work
No,
with.
You should correct me on that kind of thing.
Thank you.
Yeah. All the money on Foles sitting there. What are they going to do with him? But yeah, I think they need new voices everywhere because I thought that win in Pittsburgh in round two of the playoffs, I thought that was the beginning of a lot. Like that was the upwards trajectory. There was nothing fluky about that. You know, there's a lot of offense from Bortles in that game. But I that was such a message to me and such, I thought, a sign of what's to come from them. And then last year, 5-11, this year, 5-9, and all of this going on, the Jalen Ramsey divorce, other players being angry, a guy went home before the season started, retired out of nowhere, all of this now with Coughlin. Yeah, they need to almost start from scratch down there.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that Marone's definitely, all these guys are in trouble here. And they probably all know it. Once that happens there with the vice president, they know it's going to trickle down for sure. And, you know, Mr. Khan wants to win, just like all these owners want to win. They have millions upon millions upon millions of dollars, you know, in the deal there. Once a guy like Ramsey leaves the team and all that stuff that happened to him, Marone, there's been some issues. So that points, in my opinion, towards a guy like Coughlin. So, you know, it's a tough thing for them because look, just a couple of years ago, they were a team that were really, you know, they were doing well. I mean, you look at them like, okay, these guys are legit. Their defense was amazing. All these great things.
Again, they smacked the Steelers
in Pittsburgh, and then
had a 10-point lead in the second half at New England in the AFC title game.
Right. Yeah. No. It. So I mean, look, they hired what? Khan hired Coughlin. Like, what was it? Probably 2 years ago. It was 2017, right? Not 16. 2017, I believe, was January. And once they purchased the team on November 11th, and won only 17 games over five seasons. But then, you know, Coughlin, who was fired by the Giants at that time after the 2015 season, you know, so it's like, I look at it like, and I know Tony Khan, you know, Shad Khan's, you know, son.
Right.
And he's a massive part of the ownership of that team. And these guys want to win. I mean, and I know it sounds like a cliche thing. These guys are billionaires and they're just all these NFL owners want to win. But I'm telling you right now, when you have something like that where you have the players union saying what they said in that type of statement, dude, that's rough going. So, you know, Mr. Khan basically said that he was fixing the fire Coughlin at the end of the year anyways. But once, he basically said after, I'm paraphrasing, couple of days
current
went
events.
After a couple of days of the current events, it's time for you to go, Mr. Coughlin. Yeah,
and so, you know, Coughlin to me in general, and this doesn't affect this conversation I'm about to start with you, he and Eli Manning are fascinating historical NFL figures to me. Maybe more so Eli. Coughlin probably has a better case, a more solid case if we're splitting hairs. But, you know, here's a guy who took the Jaguars as their head coach initially in franchise history and got them to the AFC title game, year two or year three? I mean, that was a remarkable push out of the expansion into AFC elite territory. Mm. And then he goes to the Giants, and they have these two glorious Super Bowl wins, both over the Patriots, one preventing a perfect season. It's two of the greatest games in NFL history.
I loved it when it happened.
But like the rest of Coughlin's Giants tenure is kind of slop. I mean, there's a lot of disappointment, a lot of bad seasons, a lot of duds if they got to the postseason. Most years they didn't get there. And even before the first Super Bowl, I mean, to his credit, he figured things out and fixed it, but there was a near mutiny going on because he was such a crazy leader and overbearing leader. So, like, he's a Hall of Famer, but there's a lot of good and a lot of bad with him. And then with Eli is the same way. Eli is the author of two of the greatest wins in NFL history. He's a multiple Super Bowl MVP now, and because he's played for so long, he's in a lot of top tens and a lot of important categories. But there's also been a lot of bad for Eli.
Right,
the two of them were so hit and miss as a Giant. There is a debate about where they stand all time. But after that debate, I expect that both of them end up in Canton.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you at all on that. And look, the Jaguars, you know, when you get a guy like Jalen Ramsey and Coughlin, you let him escape, you know, because he was so upset and whatever happened. That was the probably the best player you drafted since what, probably Tony Boselli, I would say, the great offensive tackle. And next you know, he's gone. I mean, that was a major problem right there. You know, Ramsey, that's a major problem when he left that team, and that falls on Coughlin. And all this other stuff falls on Coughlin. So we'll see what happens. Real or fake poster, plus your calls. What should Andrew Bowers get his wife Emma for Christmas? We also have a 1v1 coming up, a little wrestling, pro wrestling 1v1. Because, again, if you want to talk about wrestling, call the show at any time, 855-212-4227. We will stop everything we're doing and talk wrestling with you. But the 1v1 will be tag teams. Past, first, present. The Great Road Warriors. You guys remember the Legion of Doom. That's right. Versus the Undisputed Era. And we'll get to your phone calls, too. I'm Taz. We have Andrew Bogus here. Okay, be right back, people.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio, toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Hey, great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. So we'll get to Mr. Heller's sports update in a second. We've been talking about Tom Coughlin being fired by the Jacksonville Jaguars in his vice president role that he had. We're also on day 3 of the Taz departure countdown. Tomorrow will be my last day as I leave. Andrew Bogus, Mikey B, Pete the Body.
La 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 la. If I don't hear it, it's not happening.
Okay. Let's go down to one of the most beautiful cities in our great United States, San Diego, to 619, and talk to Anita, listening on 97.3 FM. Hey, what's going on? You're on Taz and Andrew.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Taz said they come tomorrow.
Say what?
Taz said they.
What happened tomorrow?
Your departure, man.
What about it? I couldn't hear what you said. Say it. Repeat everything you just said.
I said it's going to be a sad, sad day of your departure.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I look forward to you every single morning, man. You make my day.
Really?
Not a long-time listener. I like Taz. I like Taz a lot.
That's very nice of you. Thank you. I mean, that's awesome. Anita, really, I that's very kind of you. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. I
got to
do what I got to do, you know?
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
In
this day and age, you got to do what you got to do. But, you know, you make the show, I got to tell you. You make the show. Love Moose. Love Andrew Bogus. Without Taz, it's no show. So I don't know how much longer I'm going to be listening, but, you know, I'm still going to listen because I like the show. But you make the show. I got to let you know, you make the show.
Well, I appreciate it.
Well, man.
Thank you very much. Do you listen to podcasts at all?
Not on a regular.
You should.
You should, Anita.
You should. And not just my podcast, because podcast is a great way to pull in people that you like, Anita, that host shows or that, you know, are content providers, and you listen to them on demand. So, like me, you can get a whole bunch of me on demand real soon. So, the Taz Show, it's real simple, Anita. But I appreciate all those nice things you said about me. Seriously.
No worries.
All right, great.
Enjoy your journey, man.
Thank you very much.
Have
you too, Anita.
One.
Take care, Anita. Bye-bye. All right. That's very nice of her.
So she likes me and Moose. She didn't mention Pete, which is standing
well,
out
Pete
of my head.
Well, Pete decided to blast music while a woman was speaking. I don't know why that happened.
I didn't blast it. I put it underneath.
But why? Ambiance. Me and Anita having a conversation. Once she starts putting me over, next thing I know, there's music. Did someone telepathically tell you to do that? That's not here?
No, it's just a send-off. The send-off music, I call it.
Okay, I must just rip my ear off my headphones.
Apologize.
How's your eye, by the way, from poking yourself in that eye? Yesterday.
I healed. I like a lizard. I told you what happened.
Oh, that was right. New eye.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly. I healed up quick, but then I almost injured. That's no story. Yeah, no, my eye's fine.
Okay,
I appreciate it. Look who just walked in. Brad Heller is here.
Hi, guys.
It's great to see you, buddy.
Frankie, I can't believe it. I can't believe we're down to 2 days, Taz. This is tough.
Yeah, I know. I saw you in a corner when I got here. I didn't know. I thought you were show prepping, and I heard you had a box of Kleenexes, and you were upset that Taz is almost gone. Again, guys.
I don't like showing my emotion.
I know that. And Brad, make sure I want you to spearhead something. I know you're not used to that, but I do want you to spearhead something.
Be a leader for a change.
Anything here. For you.
as he rolls his eyes at me. It was tremendous. I don't want a party. I don't want a big send-off. I don't want cookies tomorrow. I don't want cakes.
But you do want biscuits! No?
I thought I'd get him at the top of the hour. I'm at the top of 6 a.m. Eastern, but that didn't happen. So, but I'm going to get him at 7 a.m. Eastern. I promise you that, Pete.
In person.
Yeah. So, please, Brad.
Barbershop Brad. Quartet?
Nothing. Mike.
Hello, my darling.
Chef Mike is coming down, right?
Yeah, he'll be in here tomorrow.
Okay.
That is confirmed.
That counts, doesn't it?
I'll take that.
But Chef Mike is come around a whole bunch of shows I've done. I mean, all my success before this place. You know, he's my faraway friend, Chef okay. Mike. He's just a supporter of my content.
We'll respect your wishes.
Yeah, I don't want no party. I don't want to shake anyone's hand except Mike, Pete, and Andrew. Nobody else.
So okay. I will not say goodbye to you after my last update.
Just ignore me.
No hugs.
Let me leave like usual.
Okay.
Actually, I prefer you to throw like a stapler at me or something like that. When I want to be booed out of here.
My pleasure.
Total heel send off. I want to be booed out of here. I want people yelling at me.
There's a baseball bat behind you.
I want someone to take a swipe at me. I want people. You suck. Get out. You're an outcast. You punk bum. Go. You dumb wrestler. You jock. We, the Knobs, hate you. That's what I want.
All right.
All of us Knobs. Wrestling's fake. It's fake, Taz. You suck. That's what I want. That's how you go out like a heel with heat. That's called heat, wrestling heat. I live for the heat. That's what I want. That's right.
We're going to bring the heat then.
Sounds like it.
We're going to bring it.
All right. That sounds good. Awesome job on the wrestling news yesterday.
Thank you. We've got more coming up at 7:30 Eastern.
That's awesome, dude. That's awesome. You got a little social media buzz I noticed. It's called the rub. You got the rub up against Taz, and that's what happens. And that's how you become successful, guys. Look at Mikey B. I've done wonders for this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
He's doing great.
Wonders.
Basketball drives. I mean, he's got the Uber thing going.
I'm really living it.
All right, Brad, how about your update?
All right. For us, Brad.
Jim,
we'll start with college basketball. An upset out in Vegas. Utah knocking off number 6 Kentucky, 69-66. Here's John Calipari.
It was a great win, and they deserved it. I mean, he outcoached me the way they did it. And they outplayed us. They deserve to win the game. You know, it's disappointing, but I say this. I've done this 35 years. This stuff happens.
Timmy Allen, 25 points, 9 rebounds to lead the way for the Utes.
John sounded great, by the way.
He did, right?
Great mic quality.
I was speaking to my producer and my board operator. Say again? Someone was talking to me, but I'm busy working on producing the show producer while the update's happening. I am working. I'm sorry I'm not in the middle of every conversation.
Taz.
Sorry. I get
deep
a little,
breath.
I'm sorry.
Namaste.
I'm actually,
use your breathing exercises.
Do your yoga.
All I was pointing out is that John Calipari sounded like he was screaming into a microphone 15 feet away while he was breaking down his loss last night to Utah in Las Vegas.
Can I give you my analysis?
Sure. Here we go. John Calipari.
It was a great win, and they deserved it. I mean, he outcoached me the way they did it, and they outplayed us. They deserved to win the game. You know, it's disappointing, but I say this. I've done this 35 years. This stuff happens.
Okay. Let me get this straight. You interrupt me and Mike and Pete in a business conversation, private one, for that, Andrew Bogus? Come on.
Sorry, Taz.
Brad,
back to you.
Yes. Brad, continue, sir.
Okay.
There we go.
Elsewhere, Gonzaga handed North Carolina a fourth straight loss, 94-81. The Tar Heels have lost 4 in a row for the first time since 2010, and they are just 6-5. On the season. Other top 10 scores, Louisville blew out Miami of Ohio, 70-46. Oregon dominated Montana, 81-48. Virginia beat Stony Brook, 56-44. NBA, the Sixers are the last team to suffer a home loss this season. They're 14-1 at home after getting beat by the Heat, 108-104 in Philly. Kendrick Nunn scored 26. Meanwhile, big night for Kemba Walker in Dallas.
Kemba driving under the shoulder of Porzingis, puts it off the window and in.
Beating him quick, fast, in a hurry.
A spectacular start and an even better finish for Kemba Walker. He's got 31.
Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell on Celtics Radio. Kemba finished with 32. Celtics beat the Mavericks 109-103. Luka Doncic missed another game with his ankle injury.
Did you guys hear what happened very early this morning here?
Where?
In the newsroom.
I maybe.
I probably didn't.
Right. Okay, so I arrive here, and, you know, I've never been a big enough star here to have an actual office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I only have more of a social media following the whole company combined. And we know in this world today, and Brad, you know this,
mm-hmm.
we're measured by a social media success as humans. That's how it is now. You know that. So in that regard, I'm the best human here. Okay, let's be honest. So I digress. So what happens is I get in. So I don't have an office. So I have a cubicle like a stumble bum, right? Like a punk, right? That's what I have. Like I'm some greenhorn. Just out of some communication school, some D3 school.
You
That's
and Bogish me. Have the same division, size cubicle.
We do. But we do have the same size.
It's a travesty.
Cubicle. It is. It's horrible. And I found out today, me and JJ After Dark kind of shared a cubicle. Well, yesterday that was, because we had our stuff in the same cubicle. He, too, is not entitled to an office. But I digress on that. I get in. So usually every day I get in, and I have my run sheet that my producer, Mike Paseglia, puts on the table. I have a cut sheet of audio, which... I don't know. And then I have a litany of other paperwork, as you men know. Because everything I do here is a script. So, no, I have all this paperwork, all these, you know, reads, all this business stuff. Today, I go to my cubicle, and I look across the newsroom, and I go, Mike, what? You know, Mike's a machine. You know how he is. He gets stuff done. You know, it's done. He gets it done. And I go, Mike, Andrew, you with me? Dude?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I go, Mike, what is the deal? He goes, what do you mean, Taz? I go, I got no papers over here, bro. He makes this face like, what? He goes, I put it there. And he comes running over. He's all, I no big deal.
And he never gets frazzled, Mike.
He never gets frazzled.
But today he was for some reason.
And he's just trying to find the papers. He's obsessed with these papers. And as you guys know, this is stuff that he can just, right, he just print. He can just reprint it. It's really outside. I go, Mike, just go print it.
I mean, you're not going to read it anyway. I don't know why he put it out in the first place. But
the moral of the story.
So, I said, just preprint it. He goes, no, I can do that, but I know I put it there. I go, maybe it was yesterday. We work every day. Maybe, you know, we're in the countdown to Taz's departure. You're obviously a little emotional, Mike. Maybe you forgot. You know how it is. So,
you know how it is.
Right. He goes, no, Taz, I put it there. Okay. He's looking all over the place. He went and looked in the main trash. It wasn't in there. Then there's a little garbage can in my cubicle that's full at 5 a.m. Eastern. Mm-hmm. How it's full at 5 a.m. I guess the cleaning crew is not working or whatever the hell's going on with them. And I see these papers on top. And I pull the papers out of the garbage. Somebody threw the papers for me to do this show, the Taz with Andrew Bogus show, for me to do this show today. In the garbage. And this ties right into my conspiracy theory that I've been an outsider here, and I am not loved by the cool radio kids. And some of you here are part of that radio clique, by the way. Yeah, that's right, Bogus. Yeah, so yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Cool radio kids is kind of an oxymoron. Huh?
Especially as I snap my fingers to
I get it.
Show tune.
No, Angie, you're actually one of the lead guys in that. You really are.
Yeah.
Well, I actually think you threw the papers out, now to come to think of it. No, I'll tell you.
I didn't throw them out, but I think I did say, I'm surprised you made a rundown today, Mike.
That's something you would say.
Yeah.
I know who threw them out. And it wasn't on purpose, but yet again, it's not one of the tough guy radio stars, Brad, that work here, or one of the big famous producers that work on WFAN. It's not any of those guys.
No.
It's actually the boss, Mark Chernoff. He threw out the papers. And he didn't do it on purpose. He's not malicious. It's just he's a neat freak. He's a clean freak. So if there's any papers, and you guys know this about him, any papers around, he throws them out.
What a mess.
How do you throw out the show sheets? Do you not see it's the show, sir? Now, I'm accusing him of this. Okay, because I'm leaving tomorrow, so it doesn't matter. I can accuse him of anything I want. So I'm just saying, I'm not mad over it. I feel bad for Mike. I said to Mike, I think Mr. Chernoff threw that because he would never do that. He would never, ever do that. I go, he might have did it by accident. He goes, no, he's very busy. I go, I understand that. And then Mike printed the sheets.
Is it possible, though, that the way Mikey B put those sheets on your desk in that cubicle, that it looked like a mess? That he just haphazardly threw it there. Maybe it was bent at the corners. It was half off the table, half on. I'm just throwing out another possibility.
They were on the keyboard. I don't know. They weren't perfectly straight.
But see, Mike, that's a perfect example of a guy in Heller who's office boy Jones, right? He's company man.
Heller.
Yeah, that's it. That's
I'm
a
just
company
throwing
man.
Out another scenario.
He'd be a good defense attorney.
No, he's a good Smooch Jones. That's what that's called. No.
Smooch Jones.
Bradford Heller.
That's what that is. You want to do your update more? So you and then you want you're gonna go have coffee with Mr. Chernoff? Or you got a Danish with him? What are you doing? Huh?
Are there Danishes?
Yeah, are there Danishes somewhere?
Is there Danish?
Nobody brought no day three of the departure.
No, tomorrow. We're having bacon, egg, and tears tomorrow from Chef Mike.
Oh, by the way, Brad, have you ever had any of Chef Mike's cookings?
I did. Last week I sampled one of the egg sandwiches, the delicious egg sandwiches.
That was last week?
Was it last week?
2 weeks ago.
No, when Bogish was away. Last week.
Did he bring Bex when he brought in Pete's lunch?
Oh, that's right. That's what happened. You weren't here, Taz.
I wasn't
when Mike brought in Pete's lunch, he also brought in a couple extra sandwiches for breakfast.
Did he really? How nice of a man is he, right?
And then Helen was in for...
Yeah, it was a nice treat.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
On a Friday morning.
Yeah. Well, that'll be gone now, because I got news for you boys.
You're taking Chef Mike.
I know. You're leaving. Chef Mike's out too.
Yeah, I don't have to take him, Andrew. It's just he won't do nothing for you guys.
Right.
And if he's even thinking of it, I will tell him not to, and he won't.
It's our loss. More ways than one.
It's the wheel of a nation.
We should probably pay for a meal at one point soon from Chef Mike, like
that
at his actual restaurant.
That doesn't happen in me over nation.
Well, me over nation is an army of one, and it's Pete Bellotti.
It's going to stay that way.
Right. But you don't cook, sir. So guys, he don't like you as much. Are you going to bring egg sandwiches for these guys?
No.
Delicious egg sandwiches?
So you know, Chef Mike has about 10 times of being more over than you because he brings food, sir. You don't bring food. All you bring is anger and tears to these guys.
Yep,
but I'm over.
You're slightly over.
You can't. Can you put yourself over? I don't know the rules about this.
I've been doing that for 30 years.
No, but can you decide that you're over?
Yes.
That's what pro wrestlers do.
No,
babe.
But like, can Pete confirm that Pete is over?
Well, that's a good hook to the next segment.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you done?
Sounds like it.
Say something.
Sure. My mic wasn't on. Yes, I'm done.
You want to say one more update?
Okay, the Jags you've been talking about, they fired Tom Coughlin, executive VP of football operations. Now I'm done.
You did that for 15 minutes.
Yeah, you could have given us something we didn't know about, Brad.
I thought you were going to have a wrestling update. You going to do it later?
Next one.
Yeah, buddy. All right. Speaking of wrestling, on the other side of the break, damn, I said it again. Cliche radio guy. Going to explain and answer Andrew Boger's question. How's that hook? Can someone claim to be over even if they're a jobber? 855-212-4227. Taz with Andrew Bogus here. Be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
Sunday, the NFL on CBS features teams making their final push towards the playoffs, with many of you seeing a clash with the Cleveland Browns and with the Baltimore Ravens, Ravens and Browns, or the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the New York Jets. It all starts with the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific on CBS. Big piece of paper, hang on. It's you. Ah, there you go. Anyway, so your question was, Andrew, what was your question? Can someone say they're over without being over?
Right, Pete's in me over nation. It's just Pete. He's got no support, no framework, no infrastructure.
No friends.
And he's decided that he's over.
Right.
With no validation from any other source.
Right. Yes.
So I know you can put yourself over, but I feel like you only can do that after you've been deemed over.
Yeah.
By Gen Pop.
Right.
And that's I don't think
smooth.
That. Yeah. I don't think Pete's done that yet.
I do think. Mike, did he just say something bad about me?
No, me probably.
No, he did. You got something to say, Pete? He's mad at me, Pete? Pete, I'll go with you right now, bro. What do you want to do? I'm over here putting you over. You're over here talking stuff about me behind the glass. He's making nice booboo face Jones. You can make the music louder. You can come in here with a weapon and hit me. Oh, my God, that's loud. All right, lower it.
We get it.
We got it. You're in control.
You win. Fine.
All right,
fine,
no problem.
Fine.
He's the boss.
Pete's in charge.
So Pete can basically say he's over. but not necessarily be over.
Right.
So, and again, how do I explain over to people that don't know what over is? We've talked about it a lot here, but maybe some new listeners. Over is, you learned what it is. Over means...
Yeah, but you can't describe it.
You're just, you're the man. You're
right.
You're the woman.
You're in, mate, you're cool.
Yeah, you're cool. You're a top guy,
we
a
opened
top
the
girl.
Books, we brought you in.
Yeah, you're over. So Pete is an army of one. He's the me overweight. Me overweight. He's the me over nation.
He's on an island by himself.
Can he say he's over? He can say it. I'm trying to get him over, which is hard. It's killing my back, my hips, everything. Every muscle.
And you got that
my
bad shoulder,
down.
Too.
I got that bad shoulder.
Yeah.
You know, so it's tough. It's tough. But is he... Can he say he's over? Yes, he can. Because he's got a presence on the air.
Okay.
He's been on the radio. He's
for
a Hall of
Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer out of CW Post.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the Radio Hall of Fame. That alone gives him some sense of, I'm thinking out loud. I'm spitballing right now over the air. And, yeah, actually, I think he can say he's over.
Okay.
Pete
okay.
the Body. Pete, you can
congrats,
say you're over.
Pete.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Great. Then you could jump in on your own conversation. See what he did right there? That was smart. He just sat back and let us put him on.
Right.
That's a veteran move.
That's how you do it. If you're over, that's how you do it. So,
veteran.
Case closed.
That's a veteran move right there. So, what do we got here? Looks like we got Steve from Victoria, Texas. Stone Cold. Is this the real Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Is this the real Taz I'm talking to on CBS Sports Radio?
Sounds like him.
Yes.
Well,
Stone
Taz,
Cold. What's up, buddy?
It's your good old pal, Stone Cold Steve Austin. I want to wish you the best in your future endeavors. Hopefully you never go back to the WWE. Because if you do, you and I will beat the living heck out of Vince McMahon, Shane McMahon. And Taz, I apologize for all the times. Where's the what?
What?
I apologize.
This guy's pretty good. Yeah.
For the fact that I made an example out of you back in the day, sir.
Oh, the Alliance. Remember the Alliance?
You were ECW.
Thank
before
you.
It was ECW, sir. And
what?
The bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. Has
pretty
good. You're a big guy. You're a champion.
Yes.
And Stone Cold Steve Austin, I sure damn respect you, Taz. I like you. Not a lot, but I like you.
Well, Steve, we've been friends a long time. I thought you liked me a lot, but I guess not that you just said that. But, yeah. Let me ask you, if this is the real Stone Cold Steve Austin...
I don't think it is, Taz, but...
I'm over here going to quiz the poor guy. No, I'm not going to quiz you. No, but you do a good job, dude. You
What's your
job,
middle name?
And he's going to stay in the gimmick. He's going to stay in the gimmick.
My name is... My real name, Taz, you know my real name, Steve Williams. I had to change my name back in the WCCW days because of Dr. Death. Steve Williams, that son of a bitch. God rest his soul, that tough son of a bitch. But anyway, Taz, bogus.
Bogus.
Bogus. Are
yeah.
you listening to me,
Taz? Mr. Cold, yes.
Toughen up.
I'm trying.
No, they all have to toughen
probably
up here.
Probably too little too late, though.
Well, Stone Cold, we appreciate that. Good job right there, my man. Thank you for calling. That was
that would have been great if it was an
good.
Actual another real wrestler doing a Stone Cold. It's like all of a sudden it was just the actual Sergeant Slaughter calling to say goodbye.
No, I was listening closely to his voice because I Steve and I go back a long time. The real Steve, not that Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening to him, and he had like Pete. That was pretty good, right? I thought it was pretty good.
It was I at first a little bit? I thought it was him.
Yeah, for a second. Because Steve Austin's the real Stone Cold, is a big sports fan, big football fan. So, and he knows what I do here. So, I wouldn't be surprised if he was listening, but maybe not this early. But then again, he's usually out.
Yeah, he's going to sleep now, right?
No, he's not like that. No. He's out. He's got a big farm. He's like what you think. Steve Austin, the real Stone Cold, is what you would think. Big farm Jones, you know, John Deere City, packing a lip. No, he doesn't do that anymore, actually. We actually talked about it on my podcast. He stopped dipping tobacco, so he had some issues with it. Oh, looks like now that we have them all calling. All the pro wrestlers are calling in. Even the late, great Macho Man Randy Savage from New Mexico is on the phone. Randy, you're on with Taz and Andrew. What's up?
How are you doing, brothers? Let me tell you something. Can I fight you and the galaxy? I'm looking forward to guys retiring from this radio show. Because I'm the Nacho Man.
Oh, Nacho.
Dip it?
That
we're
can do
dip it together. Let me tell you something, Taz, my brother. I saw you in Florida eating those little fries. And you liked it with that little oil dripping down your fingers. But let me tell you something, brother.
Yeah.
You're really, really getting me going. Oh. I like some green chili on my nachos.
All right.
And well, when you go,
yeah.
I want to hear what you have to say talking about these French fries all the time. Nachos is where it's at, brother. Yeah.
All right.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate that, Randy. Oh, they're all coming out. Yeah, that was... All right, well, that was... He wasn't as good as the Stone Cold impersonation.
I don't know.
You like that,
well,
Randy Savage impersonation?
Maybe the execution wasn't tremendous, but being the Nacho Man, I'm here for that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anything, especially free food, you'll jump on it. Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't expect we have a bunch of people calling. You know what? You want to call and impersonate your favorite pro wrestler and try and fool me, 855-212-4227. You could do that. That's fine. If you want to call and give Andrew Bogus some ideas for his wife, Sally Jane, you can do that too for Christmas for gifts. Poor wife. She must be like, let's go.
She's not paying attention.
Yeah, I don't.
No.
Yeah, I don't. I understand. When you're out on vacation, do you listen to the show?
No, I don't. I very rarely have sports radio on at any point when I'm not here. Which
Dude,
probably is a, you know,
I'm the same way.
Another reason why I am where I am, you know, people who seem to have more success than me, like go home and listen to other people in different markets.
Hold on a second. Guys do that?
Yeah.
No, dude.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Greg Giannotti, always listening. Damon Amendolara, always listening. Evan Roberts, always listening.
When Greg goes on vacation, he turns it off. But he's always listening when he's not on vacation.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I don't.
Listening to other people, what are they doing, talking, you know, what's the topic there, what do they do, what's their idea.
Come on, men. What are we doing? Have some security in your own talents. Let me tell you something. That's the friggin' problem. Man, I'm going to do now a four-part mini-series on YouTube instead of three. Taz Tube Jones. I've been putting content up there. Here's my problem. I just did a podcast, the Taz Show yesterday, talking about wrestling podcasters who should not be listening to other guys or girls that are doing podcasts. Because then I don't listen to anybody's stuff. Nothing. And I have good friends of mine that are successful like Stone Cold Steve Austin. I don't listen to his stuff. He don't listen to my stuff.
Right.
Because you don't want to be, you know, geared a certain way. You got to be creative. Why am I going to listen to all these other guys and girls do shows, and then potentially, I go, you know, I take something they're saying and hack them. You know, I'm not a hack. I want to be creative. I want to be my own person. I don't want to hear someone else's opinion because I don't want to come off like I'm taking theirs. I want mine to be organic on the air or doing an on-demand, you know, podcast, whatever it may be. You get my drift?
I do, but I also see the value in listening to people who you think do a good job because they might help you in your own creativity.
No, I don't agree with that. When you're at an elite level, you're at elite. That doesn't mean you can't get better.
Well,
but the way you get better, maybe by doing more research and stuff like that. Or look, I don't mind if you're listening to like someone like you. If you're doing a sports update,
right?
You're giving update. You're giving facts.
Yeah,
you're giving. That's different. But opinionated, loose talk, two guys talking on the radio, or a guy and a girl talking on the radio about sports and giving opinions. I don't want to hear their opinion. Because I don't want my true organic opinion to be veered a certain way.
But what if they make a good point that you hadn't thought of yet?
Then that's their point. It shouldn't be mine. Well, here's the thing.
It doesn't have to be your point.
Hang on. But then this is the problem. That is a whole other level. Because you're quasi-right. What if they make a good point and I have this epiphany? Like, oh, well, that person made a good point. What do most of these guys and girls do in radio? They go on their show and act like it's their point and change the words.
Right, which you
can't
do.
That's called a hack. No, they do that, though.
No, I know.
That happens every day on the radio. That's right. That's called being untalented and being a hack.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm the outcast.
Nacho Man.
Making friends on the way out the door. 855-212-4227. Taz with Angel Bowles. Right back.